Hi, I'm Melissa Orcher and we are residents in Forbes. As of this morning, we actually have about half a foot of water through the whole of the house. Yesterday it was only in the lower parts, but it's all the way through now.
What sort of damage has that done to your place?
All the carpets are lifting and anything that we have sitting on the carpet is unstable. Just whatever's on the bottom of the piles is now sitting in the water.
All your furniture, electrical equipment gone?
There's lots of like the heavy furniture that we can't sort of put up. It's sitting in the water. We've tried to put most of the electrical appliances up. Got the dishwashers up, sitting on the kitchen bench. And but I mean that big heavy sort of wooden furniture is it's the worry because it's sitting in the water.
How quickly did this water come through?
It's been quite gradual, but I mean, yesterday it was sort of just creeping in through the walls up under the floorboards and stuff like that. But just overnight, the house has gone from being half full to full.
So where did you stay last night?
We just stayed at the Plainsman Motel. I think it might be one of the only motels still open, but we were lucky enough to find that they had a room vacant there.
I believe that you're heading out of town now.
We're just going to head to Parks now because they've opened the one access out of town to that way. So we've got some friends over there that we can go and stay with.
Couple of days ago, did you think that it would ever end up like this?
No, that would be no. We've been watching it coming, and we've been told so many different stories from people that have been through the 90s floods and haven't been through the floods, and it's hard to know what's right and what's not right. But I think a lot of the people are saying that the water has taken different courses to what they thought that it would. So it until it's here, you don't think that it's really going to be here.
And how does it feel now, like looking at your place and knowing that you're leaving it?
It's just all of those things. I mean, yeah, you might have insurance and all the rest of it, but you can never really replace anything with what you had. So we actually only we rent there, but we've been there for 2 years. We were looking at purchasing the place, but yeah, I mean, all our stuff is still in there. We feel very deeply for the landlords, and they've been fantastic. Essentially, they're the ones that are left with the structural damage, but all of the rest of everything in there is ours.
You've got four young kids. How are you coping, looking after the kids and doing everything else?
The two eldest children are actually with my parents in Grenfell because we were able to get them over there, but the two younger ones are with us. They're coping okay, but I mean, you can only be locked up in the motel or wherever for so long, and because it's been so wet for so long, it's been quite difficult in times.
And what about work as well? Are you being able to do any work at the moment?
We haven't been able to work for quite some weeks because of the rain. We're shearing contractors, so there's been wet sheep. We are now isolated from where we need to get to our next job, which is in Yugowra. But when we're able to get there, we will go, which will probably take our mind off things, and we can try and get some sort of normality back into life.
How much of a financial toil has this taken?
Well, not being able to work first and foremost, we don't have an income coming in. We rely on what we've, saved and all the rest of it. But, you know, insurance will cover a certain amount, but it only covers so much. And just having to eat out and things like that because you're staying in temporary accommodation, I mean, it's like living out of your suitcase. It really does become a financial burden.
Melissa, thanks for talking to me today. I think you wandered elsewhere, so I'll let you go.
Thanks, Liz.